His next piece is on Rosh Hashanah. This is in Ramban. He's bothered with Rosh Hashanah's svar. Right? Because Rava makes sense. Because Rava says it's not an ochel, so there's no bracha. But Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban is not happy with Rosh Hashanah. How does he get down, knocked down to a shahakal? How does he get knocked down to a shahakal? Right? Yeah.
I thought that's what I thought.
Do you have
something
to add?
We were wondering if you were going to find the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rebbe Yonah on.
It's hard to define the machlokas, so you have to assume they agree on the facts. I don't know.
What
that we said yesterday? It goes by the end product. In terms of Orla, it doesn't go by the. It's not an idea of pre in terms of Briyasa. Pre in terms of the end product. So. Since in the end, it does exist in the end as a product of the tree, not the tree itself. In this final stage, it's not mamait from the tree when you pull it off, right? Then for Orla, that's a pre. That's the definition of pre by Orla. But by the bracha, it goes right by Briyasa. Okay. All right. Okay. Wanna go on? Okay, who wants to be the Ramban?
All right. Go ahead. Akashu is a rachacious. Amar B. Avashtai. Shahakal.
Okay, so it's kasha for on Rav Sheshes. Why does he say the dried pepper is a shahakal?
Like a sabar. Even though sayu haimi was a rachula, the bar kriha adama.
It's the bar and bar. So he says if it's unchanged, or if it remains like the wet, like the fresh pepper, then what? And it's roi lachila. I mean, it sounds a funny kind of a question. And it's roi lachila, then what? Then it should remain by Priyadama, right? Mm-hmm. Next.
Yeah. Or eights. Priyadama or eights.
Does he say both?
Yeah.
He says both. Okay, go ahead.
I guess that depends on what your star would be.
Right.
It should be one of those two. Either one of those two, right?
Uh-huh.
The Elav, Bimel Sayukaimi.
And if it's not Bimel Sayukaimi.
Bimel Chazu.
Vilo chazu?
Yep.
Okay.
The Yavashta Vilo Klum?
Vilo chazu.
The
Yavashta. And when it's dry. If when it's dry, it's not Bimil Sayu Kaimi. Right? And it's not what? Roy Lachila. Then it should be no broch at all. Then it should be no bracha at all. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
The nearly, the rafshashis of it, the avashta kishinuya.
The rafshashis holds, it is a shinoi. It is a shinoi. Go ahead.
The kevan de ishtani ligariyusa, the lo achli lihu ruva de inchi be inayu.
Since it's changed for the worse, and now most people don't eat it on its own, the bracha has also changed for the worse. Is that it?
Yep. Umarachin aleihu shakal. We make a shakal on it.
And we make a shakal on it.
V'dami l'tameha d'Rav Nachman b'kimcha d'chivi.
Similar to kimcha d'chivi. Yeah. So it's funny. I mean, he starts out with two possibilities, and then he comes up with a third, basically, right? For some reason, in the beginning, he held if it changed, it's not edible.
Yeah.
And if it didn't change, it's exactly the way it was. Seems like a fairly simple answer. No, it changed, but it's not as edible as it was. And what was the big kasha? I mean, like...
We had another question.
Yeah.
Why isn't it possible to say, as his answer, just that for Rav Sheshes, really, it should be Adam or Haaretz, whatever, you know, the case was.
Right.
But because people generally just don't eat it this way, it would be reduced to Shahakal. Not because of the thing itself, just like if it's something eaten in a way it's not normally eaten, it's reduced to Shahakal.
Like the potato.
Right.
Thanks,
John.
Like the why does he have to say it changes?
Yeah, I mean, if maybe this is maybe it's just this is a more true answer, but
so he says that what? But what does he say? How does he say it's changing in the end? He's saying it's changing that what? That people don't eat it anymore. The end.
Yeah.
He said, well, first he says that it is a change.
Yeah.
It has to be a change. And then, you have to say what kind of a change it is. Right.
Is the fact that people don't eat it, is that what makes it a gara?
Seems so. It would seem so.
I mean, it is a funny thing that you have here, because we were saying how with anything else, then if your change brings it into its derech achila, then it still is, then we say that it's still the same. It retains its shame. Right? But here it brings it into its derech achila in the sense that now this is its primary use, but since we, for some reason he's saying we consider it alone, right? And then when eating it alone, then it's a griusa.
Right. And then it's like the kemach of the... It's like the kemach according to Rav Nachman. Who says the shahakal. That was the question of the Yikir Shtayim.
Yeah. None of those Vilu Yachrina. I didn't even see him.
It's not Vilu Yachrina.
Max? Interested?
Yep, it is. What do you think Melosayu Kai means? Does that mean that it's not a derivative of a thing, but it's still a thing itself?
Well, that's like the... he's using the terminology of the case of the Kemach. That the form has changed. Melosayu Kai means the form has changed. Doesn't mean it's a derivative necessarily.
Right.
Just means the form has changed. Like from wheat to flour. It's a different form.
Right.
So it doesn't mean it retains its status? Does it retain its shame?
It retains its shame as the original pre.
Right, yeah. Oh. It's derivative, then it's not the Mosaion, it's not doesn't have the shame pre, it's just
no, derivative is a different thing. That's Zaya. I mean, that seems to be a different thing. Derivative
is
Zaya.
Let's say like corn flour.
It's not a derivative. That's a change in its form.
Oh, you're saying that's
Mosaic? That's a shinui.
You think that's the Mosaic coming?
That's machlokas. It's machlokas if it's machlokas if the flower is considered a change. Right? Or is it like kosei schipin? That was the question by flower. Right? That's how we made that chilek. The difference between the thing being crushed and the thing and the juice of the thing. Right?
What does it mean, he lava melsayu kami below chazu biyabeshta? What does it mean, below chazu biyabeshta?
Biyabeshta is the next phrase, I think.
What?
Which part? Which part? Yeah. In the beginning?
Of biyabeshta or biyabeshta.
We lava melsayu kami, right? Below chazu biyabeshta below klum. Alright, whatever. Either way.
He writes funny.
Who put in that little comma over there? Anyway, yeah. So what is it, in his question, he has two possibilities. Right? What are his two possibilities? I mean, what, isn't the milsayu kaimi or not milsayu kaimi? Is that a halachic question or is that a physical question? Or is that a practical question? In other words, he's matching it up to whether it's roi l'achila. Right? He's saying the milsayu kaimi means it's edible. And not the milsayu kaimi means it's not edible. But isn't that our question? I mean,
that's a different question.
Doesn't Rava say it's not edible? I mean, isn't that a fact? I mean, isn't that a fact? I mean, that's machlokas. I mean, maybe that's machlokas. I mean, maybe Rav Sheshes holds it's edible, and Rava holds it's not edible. But then why does Rav Sheshes say shahakol? He should say whatever you're done with. And if Rav Sheshes agrees with Rava that it's not edible, then why should he make any bracha?
It's not a fact.
Right? What?
It's not looks on the facts. Maybe it's edible.
Yeah, why should you say there's no bruch at all? Vilav milsayu kaimi, the lo chazu be a besht of lo klum. And then he says, it is considered a shinoi. Dry is a shinoi. So isn't that really imply it's a halacha question? No, is drying a shinoi or not? Isn't that the question? Is drying a shinoi or not? But why is he put in the chazul achila part?
Because even if it wasn't bimnosai, who's kind of, but it was rather for achila, he wouldn't say, he wouldn't suggest that you have no bracha. It would be like a
that's his bracha. Answer, right? Oh, if it's what? If it's Mosayu Kaimi?
But it is Chazu. So then it wouldn't be like he suggested.
I mean,
if it's Mosayu Kaimi and it's Chazu, then it's just a regular thing.
I'm saying it's not the Mosayu Kaimi, right? I'm saying if it's Chazu L'Achila, but...
I thought you were asking why he has to say both things.
Why does he say both things? He seems to say, in his question, that seems to be, there's only two choices. Or two possibilities. One choice. Right? It's either changed and not edible, and then it's not an ochel at all. Right? Or it's not changed and edible. And therefore, it's going to retain its original bracha of Bor Pri Adama, or Eitz. Right? Yeah.
I'm just wondering, because like, we saw the answer is like a little bit unclear, because we're saying that the fact that people don't, you know, people use it as a tavlin, that makes it garua. I'm just wondering if it's possible to say that like, he has like, I mean, what's going to, whether that really takes it out of the realm of whatever it was in. So if you don't accept that, meaning in his hava, I mean, he would have thought that just because people only use it as a tavlin, that doesn't make it garua. So the only way to remove its status as a pri would be to make it totally not edible. So that's why he links them up. But then, and if it doesn't remove it, then it would still retain its status, and it would still be Hayitz or Hadamah, whatever the case may be.
Sorry, once again, that what?
That in his answer, he's saying that the fact that people only use it as a tavel and they don't eat it, you know, be'en, that
right.
Removes that makes it like a real shinoi.
Right.
I was wondering if, like, in his hava, I mean, he held that wouldn't really be the same as Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman was a different thing. That was like Ishtayilu Yachrina. But this wouldn't be analogous in his hava, I mean. So the only way to remove it, the only way to make it a real shinoi would be if it's no longer Roy La'achila. But if not, then it would have to keep its old bracha. I don't know how exactly it would work, but I'm just that can outline it.
Right.
You're saying that his maskana is that just the fact that it's not eaten alone is considered a...
I don't know if
she knows it.
Yeah.
And as far as in his first question, why does he just say, is it royal achila or is it not royal achila? Why does he have to have both? Isn't it a little funny? Why do you say, look, what does Rosh Hashanah hold? Does he hold it's edible or it's not edible? If it's edible, so it's the pre. And if it's not edible, then it's nothing. Why does he have two factors in there? And why do they have to be linked up? I mean, we have seen, it's not like we've never seen a case of where something gets reduced from a bar b'yadama to a shahakol. I mean, the kemach is right before us, right before this case. Not like there's nowhere we have a case where a bar b'yadama gets knocked down to a shahakol. That's his answer. It's like the kemach. I mean, what was so hard with the to begin with? Rava definitely holds it's not. Rava is definitely one. His second set, whatever his first set, that is a shinoi. I mean, that's how we learn in Rava currently, right? In his Havmin, at least he's saying it's a shinoi. It's not milsayu kaimi, right? It's lav milsayu kaimi, and it's not chazu. So therefore, Rava is saying nothing. So he's saying that what's Rav Sheshet's argument? Right? If he agrees with that, of course, then there should be no bracha. But what's the other option? The other option he's saying is that it's still a pepper. It's still the pepper. And the fact that it's because it's edible. Now, as Havri seems to be holding, as long as it's still edible, then it's still considered that thing. And only if it's completely inedible, then it's no longer a prey at all. You're not eating, it's not an achila at all.
There's no real idea of like a real form by the pepper. Like you can't divorce the form from whether it's
Shriveled up is no different than shriveled up is not different than fresh.
It's a different type of shinoi than the kemcha d'chiyah.
Yeah, it's different than kemcha d'chiyah. You're processing it. I mean, here it's just drying up. It's still edible. It's still edible.
You can't say that it's royal achila, but it doesn't have the tina shame pre. You can't go undergo a change like that. It's still
what's that?
Can't undergo a change that is royal achila, but the shame pre isn't there anymore. Is there a change? That's not a possibility.
No. He's not saying that in general, right? Because by kimchad d'chiti that happens.
Where right, because it's being crushed.
Right.
That's
but he's just saying by the pepper. That
he's saying
the
by
options.
The pepper, nothing happened to it. It just dried out.
Wasn't that the question?
It didn't get crushed. Its form wasn't destroyed. It's just in a shriveled form. It dried. Yeah.
Can you say that's the question that the question he's saying that when it loses like the juice.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's just, I mean, that's the way the Havamina views it, is that the difference between the retifta and yevesh is just like a loss of juice. It's really the same entity.
It's the same entity.
It's just you lost some of its substance, but if there's no difference between the retifta, qualitatively there's no difference. Like between an orange that's, it would be like the analogous thing.
No, is he saying, like this, no, is he saying that what was it? It was an edible fruit. That's what it was. Right? Now what is it? Manja, what is it? Is it still an edible fruit? Well, then you should make a bar of grace. And if it's no longer an edible fruit, then it shouldn't be any bracha. Now, what was it? And what is it? Right? As long as it's edible, it's still an edible fruit. So why should it be a different bracha? And if it's no longer an edible fruit, because it's so changed, then it's not a food at all. It's not like wheat that turned into flour. It's the same thing.
Well, that's the question. Do you say that's the question between the Havi Raskata? Is it a shiur?
Well, I'm working on a Tamin right now. I'm working on a Tamin. Right? Okay, so what's his answer?
So his answer is that it's not the difference between Ratifta and Yavashta is not just like a quantitative difference, that it lost some of its substance, lost some juice. The Yavashta is a shiur, it's qualitatively, it's defined as a new state.
Okay.
Defined as a new state. See, there's a different kibbutz dechiti, new form. Is the new form considered a new shinoi? But here it's the same form. It's just losing some. It's losing the juice that it has in it. So is that considered a shinoi?
Isn't
it? It's the same Rav Sheshes.
It's the same. It's the same entity. The
Rav Sheshes of it, the visha kishinuya. That drying it is a change. Drying it is a change. So, and since it changed now for the worse,
it's not edible. People just don't eat it that way.
And
now most people won't eat it in its natural form. In its form, garina nami bracha didhu. Yeah, what are you saying?
That's why it's a new entity. Because in Adam, because even though in terms of the physical reality, it's not a qualitatively new entity, it's the same entity, just lacking the juice, right? But since Adam views it as a completely, in the realm of Adam, it's a new product. This, you don't eat Bain, before you would eat a Bain. So now that's a shiur, because it's qualitatively a new entity.
And why is it like the kemach of Nachum?
Oh, see, that's why this, when he says like kemach techiti, so like you were saying, like, what do you mean? We already took up that conceptual question. We don't need to take it up again. But it shares a certain characteristic to kemach techiti, because over there, which is shinoi, which is what is defined as shinoi. That's the similar, it's like that tab in terms of shinoi. But over there is a question of shinoi in form. When the form changes, do you call it a shinoi? Here, there is no change in the form. It's just losing, it's losing part of its substance.
Is he saying that? I mean, is he saying that it's because people don't eat it now that that's why it's a shinoi?
Yeah, he's the only right.
But he starts out that... I'm asking you.
Because
he starts out by saying, Yavisha Kishinuya, like that's how he starts. That's like, it's his promise.
Right, he says, and since it's changed for the worst... First, he says, it does sound like he's saying it's a change. And now he's saying, and it's a worse change because people don't eat it.
I'm saying, that's what makes it
qualitative. That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it... Meaning, it is a change. Of course, it's a change. Anytime you do anything, you take off a few molecules, it's a change. Whatever. He's showing you that it is a change.
That's not true.
But how does that? Fine. You're right. It's not a change halachically. But like the point is, it is a change. And now, how do you know that it's a change?
We're only having a halachic discussion.
No. Meaning, in terms of there is a change. But now the question is, how do we know halachically that registers as a new category?
But you mean that before then? You shouldn't introduce that in the answer. That nearly.
No, because it can only be a new category. In other words, it has to have a physical reality too. It can't just be like a man treats it differently.
That he is introducing that as a chiddush, that it's a change. According to you, you're saying, of course, always a change.
No, it's a change that registers. A shinoi has a chal shem of a shinoi. Like we were saying before, like there's an idea of a shinoi. Like,
it was true. And his havamina, though, he didn't seem to care about the fact that it was withering. He didn't consider that a change at all.
a new category in halacha.
Meaning, for example, like an orange. Let's say you have an orange, and now you have.
So why does he have to restate that it's a change? That was never a question. As you're saying, when he says it is a change, that means a physical change. And then he's saying, and it has halachic significance.
Because he's saying the mechanism that it becomes a new category in halacha is the fact that there is a change in reality, and Adam treats that as a new type of chula. Meaning that he's showing you the mechanism of the chalal shem shinoi, that there is a change, and Adam takes that and doesn't eat that bein.
He has to state that to tell you in what framework the fact that Adam doesn't eat a bein registers. That registers that the change is now halachically recognized.
So you're saying it is changed physically?
So then what's the question? Can we just get to the question? I don't understand the question. So what's the question? What's the difference in how it's going? No question that shriveling is a change. Right? So what is the question?
Does it remove it? As it is, it's definitely a physical change, especially in terms of halakhic categories. Does it remove it from its category?
Okay, so what's that question?
The question is, can Adam... I'm completely pinned about. Like, can Adam, like, take that physical change? In other words, for example, a kempel chiti, a change of form, that is in terms of physically a new.
We don't care about physical changes. Necessarily.
I think I have a closer closer between the halachah and moskana. If you want to go like with the svara John tried to give by kempel chiti, that really difficult between Halam and Maskana, that they both agree that the very question is drawing out an actual halachic change. And the Maskana is saying, the Halam is saying, it's not really a change. When it dries out, it's maintaining the same thing, so if it doesn't dry out, then it's still be the prey.
Okay.
And the Maskana is saying, once it dries out, we don't care about, we're not saying it's a change depending on whether people are going to eat it now or not. Once it dries out, we do view that as a change. I don't have exactly why you say one way or the other, but the significance is, once it changes that way, like we said by Kim Kladachidi, that only is a real change if it's not that it's bringing out the better product of the thing. Meaning by kimcha d'chiti, we said that, let's say by olive oil, when it brought in the question, we said, since by olive oil you're changing the olive into like its real property, we don't consider that a real shinoi. So he's saying that we consider drying out, that is a process that's open to being a real shinoi. Now the question is, in terms of this product itself, is it becoming a better use of the actual fruit itself, or is it becoming a worse use? So the fact that people don't eat it by itself shows that it's becoming a worse use. So we can't just say this isn't a change, it's just improving the actual potential of the thing itself, because people don't eat it this way. So once that's true, and we consider yevashus a real property of change, now we can say this is lost as bracha, becomes a shahakal.
I'll
direct it towards Levy's particular nuance.
Pardon me.
That's a pretty good point. That's a pretty good point.
Can I hit it? Comes off now. Steam has had. That's why.
Basically saying it's the same thing as before, but now it's a different type of change. So that's why it comes up as a new question, because there was a change in. In
the process was a different sort of process.
So it's basically saying it's the same exact question coming up with a different type of change.
Right,
does that apply here? In the way that it grows itself, or just the fact that it's not a change?
When it changes from rativa to yadashta, you're not taking the fruit and rearranging it.
Right.
It's just losing its juice.
Okay.
I don't have it precisely, but you can see how that's different. You see how it comes up as a question, is that a real change? So once it's a real change, now the question is, has it been changed in this process? But if it's bringing out the potential, like we said, like olive oil, making the olive oil out of the olive, it's not a real change, because it's bringing out,
the derech achila,
so it's not a real change. So he says, kevan, the people don't eat it that way, because that shows that it's not the derech achila. So it's not that you're bringing out the derech achila, and this really is a change.
You're saying the essential question is just whether this is considered a change. But
right. I'm saying you could
and it should not be like the case of turning it into bread or whatever. I mean, like the case of Shem Zayis,
right.
Is because it's no one eats it.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe something like this. Levi, pay attention. Maybe something like this. That, in line with what we were saying yesterday, that you see from this Ramban, what do you see? Well, one thing you see from this Ramban, that's what? From what we said yesterday, that even Rav Sheshes acknowledges even Rav Sheshes acknowledges the halachic significance of the fact that it's treated differently. Right? That it's no longer something that's normally either in. And it's essentially a tavlin. Okay? We said it yesterday for Rava to be mafkia the shame ochel. Right? But the Ramban is saying that Rav Sheshet should hold it never is mafki the shame ochel. But he's saying it will be Mishana the Bracha. It's an interesting thing. It will be Mishana the Bracha. But that was the Ramban's question. Saying since Rav Sheshet holds it always has the shame ochel, right? So whatever in the end, it's dried out, but it still retains the original shame ochel. It's just in a much more reduced use, much more limited use. But it still retains the shame ochel, and that shame ochel still stems from the pri. So why shouldn't it be about pri eitz? Right? So what's his answer? His answer is that since this, according to this question, it doesn't matter how much it changes. That's irrelevant. Since it still retains something of its original din. Whatever it retains is going to remain in its original form. Right? But in his answer, he's saying that it's similar to the kemach of chitim. How so? That the kemach of chitim, we said, it became a new substance. It became the haschola of pas, which was really mafkia, the shame chitim. Right? Because that's now considered the new entity. It's not really eaten. And it's not normally eaten. As flour. That's the Rif's way of learning. And even though it's not normally eaten, if it was still the original thing, it would still get the Bar Bridon. But it's considered a new entity. It's considered the beginning, it's considered the Sidur de Pas now. Right? But the Ramban was bothered over here that since some people still do eat it be'en, right? Then when you eat it at the end, you're going back into the original idea of the pri. And that's Rav Sheshet's whole idea. That the fact that it's tavlin is not mafkia the original shame. So if the original shame still exists, right, then it should be a boy pri eitz whenever you eat it, then. Because Rav Sheshet holds, you don't care. Rav Sheshet doesn't go by the practical. He doesn't agree with Rava that the practical is mafkia the shame also. Right? Daniel, were you here yesterday?
Yeah.
So, Rav Sheshet disagrees with Rava. Rava holds that since the Derech Achila now is as a tavlin, it's mafkia the whole shame ochel. Right? Rav Sheshet doesn't. He says, since it's still edible be'en, it's true, it's not usually done. Did you hear yesterday, Shir? No? Since it's not originally, since it's not eaten normally like this, So, Rav Sheshet holds it doesn't matter how it's practically used. As long as conceptually the original idea still exists, in terms of ochel, it still has a shame ochel.
But
One second. But therefore, the Ramban is bothered that it should retain the original bracha. Right? So he says, no. It's like the kemach, but in a slightly different way. The kemach, we said, now is converted into the ingredients of pas. But this is not, because people still do eat it. But he's saying the fact that it's only eaten by a miut, right, will now be mafkia, the shame, pri. Saying it's not going to be mafkia, the shame, ochel, but it will be mafkia, the shame, pri. Interesting thing. It'll make it into like a new entity. Now it gives it a new entity of tavlin. It gives it a new shame tavlin. Now Rav Sheshes holds the fact that it's used as tavlin is not mafkia the shame ochel, but it will be mafkia the shame pri. Of course, pri is intrinsically tied to an idea of a thing being eaten for its own. So the derech ha'adam will now say you can't call this as a thing that's predominantly eaten on its own. So it's not something that's roy to make the bracha of pri on. But it's not mafkia the shame ochel. That's what the Ramban couldn't understand in the beginning. What is it? Is it mafkia the shame ochel? Not mafkia the shame ochel. If it's mafkia the shame ochel, it should be nothing like Rava. And if it's not mafkia the shame ochel, then it should retain its original definition of ochel, which was a pri. So he says, no. It changes. He's saying it's changing its shame, but not in the realm of ochel. It'll change its shame in the realm of pri. It'll be mafkia, it's from the shame pri, now it's a tavlin. But it still is it's going to be a shahakol.
Are you saying like his main chiddush is that part of the idea of pri is that it's eaten
His main chiddush was that as long as it still remains in its limited capacity, a vestige of what it used to be, right? Then whenever you engage in it in that old form, you're tapping into the pri. But his chiddush is that the way it's consumed will be mafkia the shame pri. It could be mafkia the shame pri. It can't say it's not a food anymore. That far of Sheshes won't go. But he does hold, he does agree, you can't call it a pri anymore. In its usage, the shame of pri does go by the way it's related to it. It's no longer related to predominantly as an ochel on its own. So it can't be a pri anymore. But you were nene from an ochel, so now it's a shagol. Yeah.
What's the difference between like the shame pri and the shame ochel such that the shame pri is determined by the usage and the shame ochel is determined by the reality?
We didn't like the word reality yesterday, but
the physical.
But
he holds not mafkia the shame ochel because some people could eat, because a few people could eat, because that's why not mafkia the shame ochel.
Yeah, because he holds the shame ochel. Well, it's based on what we said yesterday, that the idea of royal achila goes by the way it's used, by the way people, by the way it functions for Adam. And the question over here is that it's always passed over because of its qualities of tavlin, not because of its intrinsic, not because of some repugnance, not some intrinsic repugnance. It's because it happens to have a better use. So practically, because of its hanoas ochel, it's always not eaten as a thing. But not because its intrinsic hanoas ochel is kineged achila, like a bitter esav. So that's the machlok between Rav and Rav Sheshes. Will you be mafkia the shame ochel from an idea from the way it's treated in the realm of ochlim from its own qualities of ochlim? Everybody agrees it goes by the qualities it has of ochlim, but is it by how it's practically treated by the realm of ochlim or what it conceptually could be? I'd be like, give an example, if there was a tremendous abundance of peppers, people would eat some peppers on their own. Just practically, peppers are a limited commodity. And it has a better use for spices. But if peppers were growing everywhere, people would eat them once in a while, like a melon, like a salt. It would be like salt. But so Shesha says you can't be mafkia the shame ochel, but its quality won't have a particularized quality of a type of ochel anymore. It'll just have a shame ochel. Can't retain its original quality in the face of the whole hanhaga. That much it can't retain.
Is it possible to explain why that?
And that's why it's like kemach, but it's a little different than kemach, right? It's a little different than kemach. Because kemach,
right, it's analogous because
of another use,
right.
It's losing its original shame.
But it's not an ingredient.
No, it's not an ingredient in anything.
That's what it's
right. Like kemach, function. You're really doing somewhat of a silly, of a crazy thing. This the Rif says. I mean, it's not normally. But by the kemach, it really is an ingredient. Here, it could be eaten then, but because of its other use, it's. It loses its shame.
Could you say the question of how many must come over? I'm just not seeing it.
Yeah, I think it's nice. I mean, look into the Lushan. See if it, I think it fits into the Lushan. But I'm saying that the question is that since we said yesterday that Rav Sheshes holds that the fact that it has a better use, has an alternate use, which is its predominant use, is not mafki the shame ochel that it has be'en, right? That was like you said, you could imagine that there was no function of spice in the pepper, it would definitely be an AIDS. It would definitely be Barbary AIDS, according to Rav Sheshes. According to everybody, it would be Barbary AIDS. But now Rav Sheshes holds, so therefore he says, just because it's always chosen as a spice, practically, is not mafkia, that conceptual idea, that conceptual reality of it as an ochel. But the Ramban is now saying, will that affect the shame pre or not?
Okay.
It's true it's not going to affect the shame ochel. But that's his question here. Does it affect the shame pre? So he's saying, he says, Havamina would say, if you're going to say it does, if you're going to say the fact, if you're going to say without the quality of Tavlin, of it acting as a Tavlin, it would be an AIDS. And it would be a Baripri AIDS. And Rav Sheshes holds, the fact that it's being used as a Tavlin doesn't affect its shame ochel, so it should remain a Baripri AIDS.
Right.
It should remain a Baripri AIDS. So he's saying, no, in the Maskan he's saying, it's not that Rav Sheshes is saying the fact that it's a Tavlin is not considered a Shinoi at all, right? It is enough of a Shinoi to label it as a generic kind of a food substance. It'll lose its quality as eights, since it never functions like an eights. Practically speaking, the shame that you label it goes by the. He's saying ochel goes by its object, by its conceptual reality, but the shame ochel is going to go by its practical reality.
Like a tavlin directed ochel.
Like what?
This is like a it's an ochel directed towards tavlin, not
right.
Towards pre anymore.
That's right. So the shame of the ochel will go by the practical. That's what the Ramban's question. Does the shame of the ochel and the means say the type of ochel. And the quality of ochel and the idea of ochel, they go in lockstep. So that was obvious. If it's ochel, it's going to remain the same type of ochel it was. His maskan is no, it could be that it remains as an ochel, but it loses its particularized shame of what it used to be. Now it's just an ochel that's tavlin. So it's just a shakel. Or it's a tavlin that's ochel. So it's a shakel. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. And this one's not going to have to be through. It morphs.
In his lesser, he says kishinoi.
Which part?
The first one on the top says that it's like in the avashta kishinoi, right?
He loved. Oh, on the top of the line?
Yeah. Nearly the
right, it's like a shinoi.
Right. I don't. I understand what you're saying, but
that's
I don't,
a good. That's a good raya.
I don't. Okay. No. Yeah. I know that, but I don't understand what like the. Like either it would mean kishinoi means like it's immediate.
That's the old maneuver.
It meant it's not a shinoi, but I don't know what it means kishinoi.
You said that's what he's saying. It's not a shinoi in terms of ochel, but it's a shinoi in a certain sense.
Right. It's not the first shinoi yet. Either it's an all or nothing shinoi. Either it's not an ochel or it's the old ochel.
It's like a shinoi in terms of his previous idea of shinoi.
That's right.
Oh, it's not like
the old idea of Shino is absolute. Either it's not an ochel, or nothing changed. Either it loses the shame ochel like Rava, or it's not considered affected by the hanhaga of Hadam. And his answer is, no, the Hanaga Adam is true, won't affect its underlying shame of being an Ochel. It'll still be a Nene, and you'll still be Chayav and Yom Kippur. But you can't retain its old shame. The shame goes by what people use it as. If people use it as tavlin, it's a tavlin. So you can't say, boy, pri ha'etz. It's tavlin. But it's not removed from the category of food just because people predominantly use it as tavlin. So you have to make a bracha, but you can't make a boy pri ha'etz.
Why should that be?
Yeah, the havamim, right?
I thought he was saying...